quarter after two. Bob and Dan. Full-scale, unbelievable fight night preview show in just a moment. But here again is Dan.
So what is this bit from, what is this audio from, Jake?
The
cowboy thing?
Meet the cowboy.
Yeah, I think it's a benefit season ticket bit for Happy Hill Farms.
Okay.
To benefit the youth.
But every year before the season, they have a big get-together. Where all the players are there, I would guess.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Some kind
and
of a big fundraiser.
And it's all 90, and they introduce every single one of them one by one. And that part alone, not kidding, takes 40 minutes.
Why don't they wait till after the cuts? Because we're working hard on football after that.
Well, yeah,
no time for bits.
We have things to do next week.
Probably a little reward for those guys too.
Getting ready for the Giants, bruh.
Your last bit where you can actually tell girls you met at a bar someday that you used to play for the Cowboys?
Pretty much.
All right, so all the bigwigs are there. Here's Jason Garrett, how he started his speech.
Running and running.
Ladies and gentlemen, head coach Jason Garrett. How are you doing, guys?
Good, coach.
Seems like we go through this every year. I always start our team meetings with that, and if I get that tepid response that I just got, I keep asking the question over and over and over again. How we doing, guys?
Great. Good.
There we go. Thank you.
There we go.
Sham won't let him down.
But no one else. It isn't like the second time. I thought he does it over and over if it's that tepid. I wanted to hear him keep going.
Boy, that place sounded cavernous in his first effort. It's just...
And like not one person. Well, I guess Sham.
Well, then... How we doing, guys?
Good, coach.
Okay. Sham said it twice, and then some little kid said it or something. The kid that was saying great job, good job to LeBron after he got drilled.
Think the
good effort.
Think the acoustics in there sounded like...
like they were at Cowboy Stadium?
Early Saturday on Kaboo or something. Just
So... He tells the Buddhist monk story again.
Kaboo joke.
Thank you.
I like it.
For the middle of Saturday, from what I understand.
Go on.
He does the Buddhist monk story, but in the issue of Time, I don't think we're going to play it right now.
Oh, don't.
But
don't you dare.
I don't want to lose this, Jake. Shouldn't we do this before the season starts at least? Only because we would play it if Jerry didn't talk. But Jerry did talk, and here might be a little insight. Is Bob's prediction correct about a certain player who will be on the 53-man roster when Game 1 starts?
Men of our Dallas Cowboy football team, and this is all of us here today, missing one, but we'll have him on the field. And I'm not joking. But seriously, the reason that this is so special
weird.
To me to have our team here.
Typically,
okay,
you
wait.
Only have to say I'm not joking when you think people might be kind of laughing at something that wasn't a joke. No one reacted
bad.
At all.
But if you say, but I'm not joking, and then follow it up with, but seriously, that means you were joking because now you're being serious, right?
The whole thing was...
And I'm not joking. But seriously.
Boy, do you have Cubans on too bad?
That says
not too bad. But.
And I'm not joking. But seriously.
He's the only one laughing.
No one's even like making a face in the video.
And you're the funniest guy in that room because you're the billionaire. Anything you say, people will laugh at. Wow, two billionaires.
Love it.
Bombing. This, Jake, I've never seen you label anything more accurately after I listened to it and then said, oh, that's why it was labeled like that. Okay, he labeled this one as Jerry, men and women in industry, WTF. Like, what is he saying? Bob, please decipher this for us.
I'll try.
We have men, women in this room that are leading, if you will, hundreds of thousands of people in our great North Texas area. We have men that are doing the very same thing. We have men of industry and women of industry. And yes, probably, hopefully, 40 or 50% of this room are women of the with men. And obviously, that wasn't the way it was 50 years, 60 years ago when the Dallas Cowboys were started. It has evolved. Things have changed. But this room is full of dreamers. But this room is full in without singling out any exception. This room is full of men and women who have had their setbacks, and they have had their disappointments, and they have had it meaningfully, professionally, as well as family.
Wait, what?
At what point? My brain is filling
so
my
did
head.
You doctor this and like just...
No, not a bit.
At what point does the clown on sweep the him Bible. Off the stage?
I mean, right out of the gate, he goes, men, women.
Yeah. And men also.
And men also.
Probably, hopefully, 40 or 50% of this room are women of the with men.
Of though with men.
Probably, hopefully.
Though with men.
Probably, 40, but if 50, not,
let's
hopefully.
Not get nuts, but.
Probably, hopefully, 40 or 50% of this room are women of the with men.
He has the same pacing as Ben Stiller's prayer.
Day by day.
By day.
All right, Bob, when you get old in life, you get a new perspective on things. I think that's what Jerry is kind of going into here. But so we were talking about men versus women. Now let's talk about young versus old, okay?
Okay.
My dad told me when I was growing up, don't hang around with young guys. If you hang around with people your age or younger, they don't have any sense and they sure as hell don't have any money, you won't add to the equation. So hang around with older people that have got a little bit of experience and maybe a little bit of wherewithal to help you through with your ideas. Well, I don't know when it turned, maybe about the time we got with the Dallas Cowboys. But the reason, the main reason that I want to be on this team with the guys that are sitting here and the staff that are sitting here is if I don't look in a mirror, I hang out with them enough and I get to thinking I'm their age. And I get to looking there and I said, I can think about that kind of ambition or that kind of enthusiasm. In other words, it fires me up to be hanging out with you guys. But I want to say this to this room. It fires me up to be hanging out with you.
Man, get him a prompter.
I was basically an argument for Blood Boys. If I hang out with all these guys.
Yeah, but when he was young, he had to hang out with old
guys to
but
feel
then he
wise.
Forgets, unless he looks in the mirror, right. that he's an old, and he thinks he's young. But then that makes him fired up to be young, feeling young.
And I'm excited to be here with you guys, and I just want to say this. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Well, yeah, he really did lead you to, almost, I'm about to say something very important here. No, I'm about to repeat what I just said.
He almost did a look on graphic for final two bullet points. Like, that's just the same line that the prompter fed me.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes the prompter doesn't work.
You want to do the one more? The 2-minute cut or no?
I'm.
Do you think it's very worthy?
I do.
Okay. Well, this is called Jerry Story Time.
Okay.
It overcomes. I had a guy that I was visiting with him. He owned over 400 Howard Johnsons, and he's about 35 years old. I was about 21. And you had to have 24-hour full-time cooks. And I said, where do you find all these chefs? Where do you find all these cooks? And he said, well, Jerry, he said, it's hard to find them. It's impossible to find 400 working three shifts a day. But let me tell you what we do. If it's supposed to be hot, burn the roof of their mouth with it. If it's supposed to be cold, make that feel like fire in their mouth, too. Intensity covers up a lot of the frailty of being able to cook. And he said, Jerry, that works in a lot of things. We can feed off of. We can feed off of Tony Dorsett and his career with the Dallas Cowboys and what he's about today. We can feed off of the great coaches and players that have come before the Dallas Cowboys. Now, in closing, I want to just remind you.
Wait, so I've listened to this earlier, and I totally didn't get it. And now I'm thinking, upon second, so he's saying you make the meals real spicy or whatever.
Well, you keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
And you'll forget that it's a bad meal. Because it's so spicy.
He's talking about the McDLT, I believe.
Is he saying having Tony Dorsett and the great history of the Cowboys added into all the chaos that surrounds me with Dez and Romo and Zeke and whatever it is, that kind of covers up the fact we're putting out a mediocre product for 2 decades?
That's and almost we're exactly still, what he's saying.
We still have awesome ratings and we're the number one, you know, valued franchise and all that kind of stuff. The Howard Johnson's guy gave him... This is who we blame. He's worried about the frosting, right?
Right.
And not what's on the inside of the cake.
The actual substance.
He'll just put like hot sauce on the frosting, and you won't even know that the cake's bad because your mouth is burning.
You usually don't admit that to the customer, though.
That can't be. That can't be the message he was trying to convey to the audience at that particular moment.
But that's what I'm now taking from it upon second listening.
Yeah. Which he kind of says at the rest of this, but yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
Now, in closing, I want to just remind you the entire secret of what the Dallas Cowboys are about through my eyes is to take the legacy, to take the visibility, which the Cowboys are the number one thing shown on what we call the television screen. It is the number one.
It is your grandpa. It is.
On what we've all agreed to call the television screen.
Ghosts in it.
I mean, the kids these days now do.
We agree.
On what we call the television screen, it is the number one in any industry, any sport. Your Dallas Cowboys are that. It is that. Take that visibility, take that interest. It might be misplaced, but I don't have time to get it straightened out. It might ought to be a recognition of the educators, of the people who create jobs, but I don't have time to get that straightened out.
What?
But I want to take that in.
So I'm sorry that there is racism. I don't have time to worry about that. I just got to know that you can't eat at my restaurant.
He also flat out just said there, yeah, we're on TV a lot, and I don't really get it because we're not
that great.
Good for a long time.
But hey, while we are, I'll take advantage of it.
Amazing.
Golly.
But I don't have time to get that straightened out. But I want to take that industry, that interest.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Federal interest.
Just listen to that little part.
But I want to take that industry, interest.
Wait, pake? Did he say put, pake? Is he trying to say take?
You know.
But I want to take that industry, interest. I want to take that association, and I want it to do anything it can possibly done through anybody I can get it through. To lift Happy Hill Farms.
Yeah, all right, there we go.
I wanted to do that in our relationships that we have with the very people
like,
in this room.
Holy buckets, bro.
The upshot is
at the end, we're trying to help this charity.
Charity's going to be good. Yeah, you're good.
Man.
Because people that are interested in this mediocre product. But, so as long as they are, let's help out Happy Hills Farm.
That was...
Like they shouldn't be interested in us.
That was such a scenic route.
Why the heck not? Why they are? Give them some money.
And by the way, you're women. Women, lots of women here, and they're not men. And hopefully they won't be men.
All right. Well, there you go. Clear as mud. It's 2:30.
That's awesome.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is Fight Night next.